You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Good evening and welcome back to Perspectives. Yes, you got it. I'm Ashley Burgess and you're listening to Perspectives. You know, it's the most intelligent, rich, real, and unbiased show. Yes, I did say unbiased on the radio. It's more than a show. It's a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, humor, intelligent banter, and successful life-enhancing tools that, when implemented by you, change your life in ways you've only imagined up until now. Tonight's discussion is one that's near and dear to my heart. I think it's near and dear to the hearts of a lot of people worldwide. The subject of animal rights. What is right? What is wrong? And how to make a change in the battle against animal cruelty, how to educate our youth and the members of our society, because sometimes it's not only the young that needs to learn or needs to be advised or be made aware of something. And also how we count. Whatever we do matters. We can make solid changes to existing systems and take back what we feel and what we know that matters and needs to happen. You know, in my book, Live Your True Life, I bring up, in one of the 10 chapters, the concept of doing good by people. Doing good by the people, doing right by animals, and doing right by the environment. When you stop to help an animal that is in need, you begin to resonate to a higher, more rich frequency. It feels good to do good, and besides feeling good, you've done good by something so powerful, it's almost unimaginable to some people. The dog is a creature, I believe like a child, that has to rely on you to take care of it. A baby and a puppy, a toddler and a child, and a dog I consider to be the same. Without you, they cannot eat, they cannot drink, and they are shaped by the way that you treat them. And they're also shaped by the way that you show them care and you show them love. Cats are beautiful animals that give people much love as well. You know, a cat needs food and water and love. And cats can tend to be a little more self-sufficient than dogs. But then again, the dog is created solely as a companion to the human being. Tonight, we're lucky because we were able to get Yolanda Eisenstein, which is an attorney in animal law practice here in Dallas. She's got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things on the ball. President-elect of the Texas Humane Legislation Network, to name a dozen things, and we'll get back to that later. But she's going to be here talking about animal rights, the new legislation that is needed to be done to mandate or to change the way the laws are right now for animals, as well as the idea of when she started her career in the protection of animals, and also that link between the abuse of animals and the cruelty of animals, and that link to the abuse and cruelty to children and spouses and family members. Also tonight, we have Jake Busey, as always, joining us later on in this segment. As well as debuting tonight, we have Cynthia Smoot. And Cynthia is one of the neatest people. She'll be coming on, telling us all the hottest events, about the coolest people and the coolest things going on in Dallas. She has this website called OhSoCynthia.com. And every Sunday, from here on out, she will be letting us know the places to dine, where to shop, the charity events, the events, and the upcoming cultural events, and everything sociable and social in between. And that'll be in her segment, Get Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. But let's take this topic back up a notch a little bit, because let's just raise it up. Let's make it a little deeper perspective. I was doing some research, and I was reading about, you know, like the cats and in history, the whole idea of the Egyptian history. In Egypt, the days of the pyramids, the rulers prayed to be reborn as a cat, and the pharaohs believed that that was the afterlife. And it was kind of interesting stuff that I found. The human relationship with cat and humans relate back to the ancient times, and the coexistence between cats and humans dates back to 6,000 BCE from the island of Cyprus. Very neat stuff. And it talks about how the cat was revered And actually, if you even were caught even mistreating a cat, you would be killed. Cats were treated as gods and were protected by law. The punishment for harming or killing a cat was harsh. Anyone that killed a cat was condemned to death, whether he committed this crime deliberately or not. People gathered and killed this person. I mean, this was back in Egypt. This is about a long time ago. And this is when, I mean, to me, I think that the idea of a cat and the idea of an animal and having a pet and how important it is to treat that animal with respect is more important now than ever. Let's increase it up another notch. You know, I was thinking about this a long time ago when I was writing my first book, Live Your True Life, and when I was coming up with the concept for perspectives. You know, a dog is God spelled backwards. And I think that's interesting because the love of a dog and godly love, some people call that unconditional love, are the same. And the way you treat a dog is directly related to the treatment of God. I'm not going to be Bible beaten here on this show, but what I'm saying is the way you treat an animal and the way you treat an animal that looks up to you and all gives unconditional love, if you treat that animal with respect and dignity, in return, you get back tenfold. When you respect an animal with no dignity and no respect, I hate to be the person on the other side of that. I'll tell you that. You know, the health benefits for humans when they have animals is kind of amazing, and they've done a lot of studies about that. And it shows about how the people that own animals, dogs and cats, have better mental and physical health than non-owners. They make fewer visits to the doctor, fewer visits to the hospital, and they need less medication, sometimes likely not having to take any. In one study, new pet owners reported a high significant reduction in minor health problems during the first month of following the pet, of actually getting the pet or acquiring the pet. And the effect was actually sustained in dog owners throughout the end of the study. You know, I think that's kind of interesting because an animal does offer that unconditional love that when you come home, they're so happy to see you. It's the one person that doesn't have something negative to tell you that day. It's that one person that really cares, really thinks about you and feels and can feel when you're in pain and can feel when you're happy and can feel those things about you because it's consciously living. You know, a lot of us are subconsciously going through our life with the cell phone on and the headsets on, and we're not even paying attention to what's going on. And that's something else we're going to be talking about tonight as well, is that when you see something happening, you see some sort of cruel action happening to an animal or a child for that matter, or anybody for that matter, stop what you're doing and stop that situation. Go do something about it. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that you need to stand up for your fellow man and for other animals in society. Because by doing so, not only does it empower you, but it empowers the environment around you, it empowers your neighborhood, it empowers your people. It's good to be watchful. It's good to be responsive. It's good to be smart, dedicated, to care. Those are big things. And I think that for the most part, all the listeners that are listening to this show feel the same way. But we're just going to help figure out other ways to educate people tonight. We're also going to be talking about things that maybe people haven't thought about, as well as taking it just a couple of notches up to let people know the legislation and the things that are really changing in this community, in this world, and the people that really have changed their lives to make that happen for the animal community as well. You know, the whole idea of animal intelligence and dog intelligence, we're going to be talking about a little bit about that later on too, and I think that's really important because, you know, animals are smart. And I can't tell you that, you know, as far as book smart, but they're intelligent. They're conscious beings. They understand. They feel. You know, it's like having an animal. I have a dog, and I love that dog. And, I mean, it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life. I've had several dogs, and each time one passes, it's rough and it's tough. But I would much rather have that experience and the love and the joy that I get from that than not. Each time, it's just a joy, and it's things that I can never get back. And I'll have those memories forever. And even if it's a long toil and there's cancer and what have you involved, it's still, I'm so happy to have had that animal in my life because it really maximized my life a millionfold. I can't even explain what I learned and what I learned from my dog every day. Some of the craziest stuff. But that's for another show. But hey, when we return, we have Yolanda in the studio. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, law, animal rights. We're going to talk about changing your career midstream to do what's right. What you want to do when you grow up, that kind of concept. And we're going to be covering a lot of stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else but on Perspectives. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.